This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1259. This episode is a 10, how to talk about beauty in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
In today's episode, we'll talk about beauty. Is American culture obsessed with beauty and youth? What new words can you learn to make comments on beauty? Find out today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going great, Michelle. I'm excited for Thanksgiving, which is coming up in a couple weeks here.
That is right. I am also excited about it.
I love Thanksgiving. Yeah, for sure. Me too. I'm excited to go back to the East Coast and see my family. It's going to be great.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I don't know what's so special about Thanksgiving. It's like, you know, one day, but for some reason, it just feels so like warm and I don't know, cozy and yummy.
Yeah, well, that's why, because we just eat all day.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it too. I like that there's nothing other than just, there are no gifts. There's not a lot of work that has to, I mean, except for cooking, of course, but there's not a lot of drama. It's just like, okay, we're going to show up. We're going to eat together. We don't have to think about gifts and all these complicated things.
That's true. That is nice. That is nice. Because then you get to think about the gifts right after that.
Exactly.
Need a little breather. Yeah.
You go right into Black Friday and right into shopping season. So it's coming, Michelle. Get ready.
Oh, gosh. So, Lindsay, I have a question for you about LA. Okay. Do you see a lot of beautiful people in Los Angeles?
I definitely see. Yeah, for sure. I feel like I see a lot of Instagram models. I'm sure they are. They just have that look. And yeah, definitely. I think fashion and beauty is a big thing. Those are two big things, big values in LA. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, too, right?
Yes. I mean, there are. But I feel like, I don't know, I guess. It's interesting. I don't know. I feel like New York is like a little bit less so like that just because of it's so diverse, maybe. I feel like LA, not that LA isn't diverse.
It's really diverse, yeah.
Right. Not that LA isn't diverse. That's not what I mean. But I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of, when you think of LA, you think of the movies and actors and actresses. And I know with New York, we have Broadway, so it's in the same way. But for some reason, when I think of LA, I think of glitz and glam and like really focused on looks. I mean, you lived in New York and LA. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say for sure. There's definitely a culture of beauty that I've seen in LA that I didn't really see as much in New York. I would say for sure. I mean, yeah, the movie culture is here. And I didn't dig into it. You know, I was only there for about a month. So it's really hard to, 2 months, I guess. But yeah, I do think so.
Yes.
Right. Like, because in New York, I feel like there's like a million different kinds of careers, whereas in LA there is as well. But like, I think there's like such a focus on people who are trying to make it in the movie. So I feel like, yeah. Everybody's like very good looking.
Yeah. I told you I went to an outdoor movie back in August in LA, and that was a really interesting experience. The place was packed and there were a lot of beautiful people there. They took their outdoor movies very seriously. So they, you know, definitely there is that culture.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, even though we don't want to only think about how, you know, people look on the outside, it's we do need to have the vocabulary to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, how can we describe someone who is beautiful? It's really important to, I mean, I don't know. Somehow it is very important because not that we always want to be talking about them, but we need to have the words, right? And we don't always want to just say someone is beautiful, right? We want to have more words. And we have a listener question, and that's why we're talking about this today.
Okay, I'm going to read the question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, dear team of All Ears English, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. I've been listening to your podcast for a couple months now, and they are really helpful. I'm going to pass the IELTS on the 24th of August. Good job. Actually, that would have been in the past. So hopefully you did it.
Yeah, I hope so. But I like that confidence.
Yeah. I would like to ask you one question as you are always answering other questions on your podcast. I was wondering what words could be used to describe a handsome and beautiful person. I emailed you because I just didn't know other ways that I can connect with you. I hope you help me. Okay, I guess we don't have a name for this student, but if you're listening, you know who you are.
and it's a good question, so thank you for asking.
It is a good question. And we could definitely dig into some stuff with American culture here, too, like how we worship youth and beauty, right? But we'll see if we have time. We'll see if we get into that.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, so this listener is ready to take his or her English vocab to the next level and vary the vocabulary instead of just beautiful or handsome, right? Yeah. We want to now change it up a little bit.
Yeah. And so there are a couple episodes that we want to send you guys to just to get a little background here. So 1096, we said the title was That's So Cute, How to Use This Multidimensional Word to Connect. So guys, check out 1096. And what's another one, Michelle, that we could check out?
Another one that has some things that have to do with the word hot is what do the weather and dating have in common? And that's episode 685.
Ooh, those look like good episodes. I like it.
Definitely. Yeah. So, you know, this is interesting also, you know, like which words may be perhaps used for men and which for women. But like, it's tough to say because there's so many, you know, times when you may use both or, you know, I don't know. So we have beautiful and handsome. I don't know. Would you say one is more frequently for a man or a woman?
Well, I think definitely handsome is mostly for men. That's what I would say. Yeah, and beautiful, mostly for women, although occasionally you might say, oh, that guy is beautiful. Right? Yeah. You could say that, but I'd say 90% of the time it's for a woman.
Or like, I feel like a child could, you know, a boy, like you might say, oh, what a beautiful child, even if it's boy or something.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, okay. So those are the basics, right? Those are simple and we want to go beyond those.
Right, exactly. So what else can we say, Lindsay?
So this word attractive, I bet our listeners know this one, but guys, we're going to drill down into it a little bit. I think this one's pretty neutral. What do you think, Michelle?
I think so too. Like, oh, attractive. You know, it's not like I feel like beautiful is so extreme, right? And right. Like, oh, wow, beautiful. I feel like, oh, he's attractive. You know, like it could kind of be really attractive or like, you know, attractive, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. And then there's good looking, also really neutral, and it could work for both men and women. Yeah?
I think so. Yeah. Pretty.
Yeah, this one's fun. So which is more extreme, would you say? Like, which is more of a compliment if someone says that you're pretty or someone says that you're beautiful?
I think beautiful is more of a compliment.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So I think of pretty as just kind of a scaled down version of beautiful. Like, kind of maybe cute, pretty, but not beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Like, and you know, maybe this person or whatever we're talking about is beautiful, but maybe, you know, you're just choosing a more muted word, right? Maybe you don't want to give away the whole word, right?
Right. Exactly.
Like if you say like, oh, that dress is pretty, right? Also for just a piece of clothing, you know, maybe you don't want to be like, oh, it's beautiful. You know, maybe it's just more in your vocabulary.
Yeah, because maybe you want to negotiate on the price of the dress or something.
Right, right, right. Maybe you really think it's beautiful, but you're going to say pretty.
Yeah. Okay, this next one I bet our listeners don't know. What is it?
Okay, this is an interesting one. A knockout.
Yes, I love that. What does this mean?
This one is really extreme. This one is kind of like hot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Extreme. Yeah. Oh, that person's a knockout, right? Oh, she's a knockout. That's right. So funny. Do you use this?
No.
No, me neither.
Do you? No.
Not really. Not really. But it's in our culture, right?
Yeah. I mean, these are things that you could hear, I think, especially in movies. Mm-hmm. What a knockout. You know, like to me, it sounds a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I can't say this. It sounds like, I don't know what the. Yes.
Okay, so you mean like objectifying someone, sort of?
That's how I see it as. But guys, again, we don't only choose the words on this show to teach you that we use, right?
Yeah, of course.
We want to teach you all kinds of different words. So for me, this feels uncomfortable, kind of like, maybe, I don't know, like going a little bit overboard. But I don't know, Lindsay, what do you think?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I see what you mean by that, Michelle. I mean, yeah, there's a difference between the words that we actually use and the words that we know, right? And right. So I agree. I don't know if I really have the habit of commenting on people's looks in that way, in that objectifying way. But I like the next one, though. A 10. Yeah.
This is a similar, has a similar feeling behind it. But yeah, the next one is a 10. Lindsay, so what is that?
Oh my gosh. It just means on a scale of 1 to 10, you are a 10, right? This person is very hot, okay? A 10, an absolute 10.
Right. Yeah. You know, this is what, you know, you're going to hear these things. And maybe Michelle on Olio's English doesn't say this, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't. It's just, you know, you're going to hear it in conversations. And if you want to use it, it's your decision. But to me, it does sound a little bit also objectifying. But this one is about rating people, like, you know, rating their looks. I mean, sometimes you do hear things like somebody will be like, oh, she's like a 7, you know?
And I think this happens a lot, just to make that point about gender. I think this happens a lot more for like men rating women.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But those are, you know, these are all ways that you can describe someone's look. So, I mean, Lindsay, do you think looks are getting too much attention nowadays?
I think, yeah, for sure, especially in our culture. I mean, if you look at magazines, it's still just, it's all over the place. Looks, we're defined by our looks. And if we're attractive, you know, people who are attractive in the world have this incredible advantage. It's true. And sometimes don't even realize it, but they really do. Right. And yeah, there's a lot we could dig into here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you know, and the other thing is that beauty changes over time. I mean,
of course,
like if you think of like Marilyn Monroe is an icon, right? She was like, I don't know, a size 10 or 12 or I don't know, a 14. I'm not sure what it was. And, you know, in that time, some curves were more appreciated. Whereas now, like, I feel like the models are skinnier. Mm. And so, you know, kind of what is thought of as beautiful, it can change so drastically.
That's a good point, Michelle. And where does it change? Like, if it's going to swing back, where does it have to start? Does it have to start with the magazines and the clothing stores and what they're showing as models? Or does it have to start with what the society wants, like what we want to look like as a culture? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken or the egg. Yeah. We could do another episode on that one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, but that's definitely like one of those. I don't know. This was an episode. This is about physical looks, but we know, you know, there's so much to what is beauty and what does beauty mean to, you know, everybody. You know, everybody finds people attractive for different reasons. And, you know, there's this quote, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know that quote, Lindsay?
For sure. I like that. Yeah, I like this quote. I mean, beauty is what you think it is as the right. person who is beholding, right? The person who is looking. So it's subjective, in other words.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. So you never know, you know, one person will find something or someone really, really attractive and one person won't. So, I mean...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. No,
I was just going to say the other thing that's interesting about beauty is that I feel like the more I'm around someone, the more attractive they become. You know what I mean? Like when I don't really know someone and then maybe I meet them once, sometimes I'm not attracted, but then gradually you get to know them better. They become more attractive. It's interesting.
Oh, it's definitely interesting. So yeah, you don't always know like who you're going to, I think that's why, you know, sometimes people, they start off as friends.
Yeah,
that's, you know, true. Maybe they don't, maybe that like attraction isn't necessarily there, but then over time, you know, then you know, and then a lot of friends end up getting together. So
That's true.
Yeah, so it can change. So Lindsay, let's do a role play though with these words.
All right, let's do it. So what's going on here?
All right, in the theme of LA, we are watching the Oscars and we are talking about the celebrities. So here we go.
All right, here we go.
Wow, Lady Gaga looks so pretty tonight.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How good looking is Brad Pitt in that tux?
He is so attractive. I really think he's a 10.
Yeah, he's aged really well.
Wow, Julia Roberts looks like a knockout in that dress. I love the color.
Okay. That reminds me, I just watched Pretty Woman again last week.
Oh, did you? Pretty Woman?
Just because we were in LA and, you know, just, you know, all the hotels and the famous scenes in LA. Great movie. Do you like it?
Yeah. You know what? To be honest, I think I've only seen it once and I need to I know that's such a classic and I need to watch it again.
It's such a classic. Oh, I love it. So guys, definitely check out that movie. It's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Michelle, let's go through this.
All right. So I said Lady Gaga looks so pretty tonight. So I didn't say beautiful, but I did say so, right?
Yes.
So maybe I'm just like so pretty. So it's not like I'm like, oh, that's not beautiful. But, you know, I don't think Lady Gaga would be insulted that I said so pretty. But it's just how I chose to talk about her.
Yeah, she's an amazing performer too, by the way. She's awesome. She is. I saw her in concert once. Have you you've seen Lady Gaga in concert, right?
I have. I totally wasn't planning on it, but then it just happened.
Yep. I think we talked about this on the show before.
I think so too.
Okay. Anyways, and then I said, oh, wow, how good looking is Brad Pitt?
Yeah. And it's funny. I think I used Brad Pitt in another
maybe
in another role play recently. I don't know what's going on with me. It's just like when I think of like the quintessential, like good looking Hollywood celebrity, maybe, you know, maybe not so much anymore, but I think he's still, you know, good looking. But anyway,
I think he's aging okay. He's aging pretty well, I think, for sure.
I don't know. I remember I used to have a big crush on him. So anyway, so I said he's so attractive. And then what did I call him?
You said, I really think he's a 10.
So this felt awkward to me to say it, but, again, good to know this word. And same with the next one. Julia Roberts looks like a knockout. Although, if I'm being playful, maybe I would say it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. So it's great to know exactly how these words are used in this role play, guys. So write these down from today and try to at least use, I'd say, two of them today. Yeah. Two or three, at the very least.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So guys, before we finish up, we want to remind you that we have our transcripts that you should get because, you know, when we're talking on this show, we use so many different vocabulary words and you don't want to miss any of them. Vocabulary words, the phrases that we're teaching, these are really, really important for you to follow along with. So this will be really helpful in getting you to the next level in your English. And you can get those at allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Yes, exactly. And so what's the takeaway today, Michelle? What do we want to come away with?
You know, I think that talking about looks is actually a pretty personal thing. Like, you know, how one thing to describe someone in one way might feel uncomfortable, right? Might not to another person. And, you know, there are more neutral words or expressions like pretty, gorgeous, attractive, beautiful, handsome, etc. Like, then there are some more daring ones that we've taught today. And, you know, this also comes back to what is beauty to you, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. I mean, there's so many different directions that we could take this episode. If you guys want a follow-up episode on beauty, on any angle that you want around this concept of beauty, then let us know. Go ahead and send us a question to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com and make it a good one. Very specific. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. This was a fun one. So thanks to our listener for that question. And I'll talk to you later, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.